Am I on? Good evening.
I'm on too, I think.
I think so too.
I think so.
I think you are on. Blaze and I have been wanting, well, I think we've both been wanting, I've been wanting to.
I know I have.
Yes. We've both been wanting to do sort of a joint lesson for a while now, and I'm really excited that we've gotten the chance to do it. And so we couldn't help but talk about camp after coming back from, I went 2 weeks straight and he did a week, and then he had a week break, and then he counseled last week. And so we both had a lot of fun at camp, and so we couldn't help but talk about it in our lesson. And so the theme of this past week was called Encountering God, and we wanted to teach the campers about encountering God and how you encounter God and how simple it can be to encounter God. And so we titled our lesson Encountering God Through Camp Concern. So just in general, how God works through Camp Concern. Because I know a lot of us hear about camp and the good things that happen, but if you haven't been there, you really can't know what it's truly like and how great it truly is. So we're going to do our best to really share how through our lives and through our stories with different backgrounds and different struggles, how camp has worked through us so far and how we hope it will continue to work through us. So I'll start with my story. Leading up to camp, before I ever went to camp, I started young at camp, so I didn't have a lot of life beforehand, but most of you know I was born into a Christian family, and I had both parents, very great parents, and they always taught through the Bible. They always taught, they taught the Word of God through their example, through their discipline, through everything. They taught God. And so I understood that concept better than most kids my age because of that. I understood about God and Satan, and I understood about heaven and hell. And so that's sort of where I began. All in all, I really just had a very blessed life. Now, Blaze was a little different, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his story.
So me, I wasn't really born into a church family. I never really didn't know much about church. I mean, I was raised by a single mom. My dad wasn't around, and I really didn't have any role models. But I was taught. My mom taught me right from wrong that there is good and bad. And but I really didn't hear about the Word or anything. God didn't even know how God had really anything to do with my life. But I just recall when I was younger, I used to question, like, what am I going to do with my life, and, like, what happens after I'm gone? And I was just confused. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into whenever I got the invitation to actually go to camp with Michael when I was 9 years old. So I didn't. He got quite the head start on me.
So we went to camp, and I started going at 5, and he started going at 9, and we were in very different positions in life, as you heard. Seemingly, in a way, I had an advantage going into camp over Blaze. You could try to say that, but in a way, after that first week of camp, Blaze had an advantage over me, and he's going to talk about that in a second. But for camp, for me, starting out was just fun, you know. My dad had gone ever since I was a baby. He would take a week or 2 weeks out of the summer, and he would go and spend a week at camp, and so I would visit, and camp was just fun. So at 5, I got to go to camp and spend my first week at camp, but it was just kind of, for me, like a vacation with dad. It was just a week to go and have fun, and do all the things I like to do when I would visit. There wasn't much learning or growth when I started going to camp, for the first several years, really. Partially because I was already so exposed to God and the idea of Christianity and the idea of all of that stuff. So the first several years, I never really understood why camp was truly so great, because I wasn't really learning much from it. I was just going for fun. We were trying to think up a way to make an analogy of the difference in growth between me and Blaze as campers. And the best we could think of was we're each a seed, and I was planted and I was watered, but it took me a long time to start producing fruit. I didn't grow much. I was a very slow grower, and not just because I'm short. I know Jeff back there thinking, boy, that's because he's short. Yeah. Not just because I'm short. I didn't grow much, but Blaze had his seed planted, and it was watered just the same, but it grew like that. And so you can start to say that he may have had a little bit of an advantage over me.
So, like I said, I was 9 years old whenever it was my first year of camp. Michael had invited me and his to come as a camper. And they told me it was church camp, but I was thinking, heard the word church, I was like, And then I started going my first week. I had a lot of fun. And that week, I had actually, touched base, actually learned about God, because I'd never really heard much. And I'll never forget Brian, who counseled that week. I just have such a, it hits me deep whenever I had a male figure like Brian. My first day at camp, he said to me, "Well, hello, Blaze, how are you?" And that resonated with me, because I've never had someone like that who's only seen me for once or twice beforehand and just glanced at me and then just showed me so much love and affection within a few minutes. And I got my first Bible that week at camp, and then I went home. I was like, yeah, I just went to church camp. Yeah, had fun. But I still had the Bible that they gave me. And what I would do is, if I was ever just bored or whatever, I would open up my Bible to a random page and just close my eyes, stick my finger down, and be like, all right, I guess that's what I'm reading. And I would just read one or two verses. But then my second year started to come up, and I was already familiar with camp and what went on there. And the reason why I was so eager to go back wasn't really because I heard the word church. It was just because it was a place I knew I could be myself and not be judged over there. Because camp is just a place where you can act, like Mickey Casey once said, at camp you can be the person you want to be, not the person you are. So the person I was my real self, because I had to put on a fake mask, going home, not being there. But then, fast forward to when I was baptized a few years back. I actually got baptized at camp. And every year I felt myself getting hungrier and hungrier to just read and learn and just be with Christians and everyone who believed that way. And I'll never forget, there are two men that talked me into getting baptized that week. It was Fernando Moreno and a man named Paul Bowser. And growing up without really having a male role model, I felt like I was never really good enough to have a father, and that resonated with me. Whenever I played baseball and I'd sit the bench, I'd say, oh, I'm not good enough to play. Or if I wanted to be friends with someone and they wanted nothing to do with me, I'd say, I guess I'm just not good enough to be their friend. And so I'm talking to Paul and Fernando, and I was like, I really want to counsel. And then they asked, are you baptized? Then you can counsel. I go, no. And they go, why aren't you baptized? And I say, because I'll make mistakes. I'm not good enough for God. And that's when Paul told me, he said, buddy, you don't need to worry. You'll always be good enough for God. So that's when I realized that I needed to be baptized. And I did end up finding the Father, not on the physical plane, but I found the Father up in heaven that I was good enough, that really did love me, that did care about me. And so that's what made being a camper so special to me.
So we jumped towards now, and we both just got back from a week of counseling, and we've been counseling for together for probably three or four years now. And it's interesting because you could say that we've had advantages and disadvantages on each other in different stages of life, but the truth is we haven't. We've just grown at different speeds. And it's really neat because we learn so much from the campers. We learn more from the campers than we do as campers ourselves. We get to see kids just like us come through and point at a kid and go, oh, that's me. Or I can look at a kid and go, that's exactly how Blaze was when he was that age.
Ask Joe.
Usually it's the annoying ones. But we also get the chance to plant seeds on campers' hearts. There's an analogy, I don't know if any of you have heard of David Skidmore before, and I try to work this analogy into just about everything I talk about when it pertains to camp. But David Skidmore has an analogy. He says all the time, I can't put Jesus into your heart. I can't do it. It's impossible. All I can do is I can lay the seeds on top of your heart so that when your heart breaks, that's the first thing to fall in. And I love that analogy. I love that analogy because it doesn't matter whether he grew faster than me or I was slower than him. It doesn't matter. Because when both of our hearts broke, and a large part of it had to do with Camp Concern, Jesus was the first thing that fell in. And that has meant more than anything to us. So Blaze is going to kind of go over our driving home point, and we'll stop blabbing up here and let you guys go home.
And the awesome thing about camp is there's really no such thing as individuals. You're just one big body. And the amazing thing about camp is that's the garden, the soil, where the seeds are planted within the kids. And it doesn't matter what background you are, where you're from, what struggles you have, or what you've done. You're just your own person at camp. You're part of the group. One person doesn't ruin it for everyone. I mean, someone does something wrong, nothing but love and encouragement there. That's what originally drew me there. And whether it's slowly or rapidly, we know from 1 Corinthians 3:7 that God produces that growth. He's the one that changes us, that molds us, that makes us.
We hope that as a church we can create that same feeling of unity and love. And if you need prayers or have any concerns, we want to do that with you. Or if you haven't yet been baptized and you want to do that, it's only a short drive away. We would love to do that with you too. Whatever the need, please come forward and do so as we stand.